at the end of the Haftorah on Parshas Tzav, which this year is not Shabbos HaGadol, so usually Shabbos HaGadol is Parshas Tzav, so you read a different Haftorah. This year it's not Shabbos HaGadol, so we read the Haftorah. So it ends off with the famous Psukim Koyamar Hashem Al Yisalel Chacham Chachmas Ova Yisalel Hagibor Begura. So Al Yisalel Hashir Biyashor Kim Zos Yisalel Amisalel Haskel Biyodea Os Biyodoa Osi, etc. Kani Hashem Osir Chesed Mishput Tzoka Bo Oretz Ki Biyel Chafatz Din Yum Hashem. So the Gemara has an Agadita in Maseches Nida that before the baby is born, the malach is geyser whether this baby will be a chochen giba v'yosher. But tzadik v'rosha loiko amar. Before the baby is born, the malach doesn't say whether the baby will be a tzadik or a rosha, because al kol b'dei shamayim chutz miyerushamayim. That is b'chira chavshes. There's no b'chira chavshes where they're going to be tall or short. That's in the genes. Either going to be tall or short. No b'chira chavshes where they're going to be a genius or a dumbbell. And also Ashiras. So that's based on this pasuk. The Maharsha says that that Gemara that has these three lashonos, the Malach is Gozer, whether the baby will be Chacham Gibor v'Yashir, that's based on this pasuk in the Haftarah. Ayisalel Chacham Chachmaso, because that's Min HaShamayim. A person is a genius. It's not that he did something. He was born like that, a genius. Ayisalel HaGibor b'Gvura. So Gibor Ocholosh is Nigzar Min HaShamayim. That's also Min HaShamayim. I remember once I was at a wedding, a yeshiva wedding, so one of the members of the board of the yeshiva was there. He was much older than me, so he struck up a whole conversation, and he says, I shouldn't think that the successful businessmen are such geniuses, that in their chachma they became successful. It's all a mazal zach. It's all Min HaShamayim. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's from their pikchus, that it's nigzar Min HaShamayim, asher or not. Then it turned out that he was a big criminal and he sat in prison. This fellow, he had such a scam, he got away with it for years. Aganevish shtick, and then they finally caught him and he sat in prison. He died never in prison. Very unfortunate. But that's what the Navi says. The Chacham Gibor Rashi is decided Min HaShamayim, Ki Mizos Yisalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yado Osi Yerushamayim. That's how Kol B'Dei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yerushamayim. That's your accomplishment. If a person is a Yerushamayim, that he worked on himself. The Rambam has a tshuva where he explains Kol B'Dei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yerushamayim. What's included in Yerushamayim? All human decisions. Whom are you going to marry? What kind of a life you're going to lead, what you're going to do for a living. That's all included in Yerushamayim. That we all have Chiru Chavshis on that. That there's a Gzer Ben Hashemayim whom you're going to marry. Yeah. The Rambam in the Hakdomet Pirkei Avos, that's called the Shmona Prokim, says that shibduchem are not Min HaShamayim, because depending on whom you marry, if you marry the right girl, she'll keep you on the straight and narrow path, and she'll make sure that you do mitzvahs, you don't do averis, and she'll wake you up for minyan and make sure that you learn and you keep Torah. If you marry the wrong girl, she'll pull you in the wrong direction. So on the bottom of the page, he says that, he quotes the pasuk in Echa, Mipeyelion Laseitze HaRoas V'Atoiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't determine whether we're going to do mitzvahs or averis. That's Bechira Chavshes. On the bottom of the page, they have the comments of Rabbi Yankev Emden. He asks, isn't the Rambam contradicting the Gemara? The Gemara says that 40 days before the baby is born, the Baskol determines whom he's going to marry. So the Rambam says that whom you're going to marry is all part of Bechira Chavshes. It'll lead you either to mitzvahs or averis. So the Meiri on the first daf in Soito speaks about this. The Miri goes like the Rambam also. And he says, the Gemara says there that Baskol announces 40 days before Yitziris Avlad. That means when the woman becomes pregnant. It takes 40 days for Yitziris Avlad. Let's say if a woman has a miscarriage, So the Mishnayah says if she has the miscarriage before 40 days, it's called Mayu B'Alma. There's no Yitziris of life. And after 40 days, around the 43rd, 44th day, around then, that's when the uber is, the fetus is an inch by an inch. It's a tiny little thing. But it already has the beginning of the Tzuras Avlad. Looks like a little cookie in the shape of a gingerbread man. It looks, it has arms, legs, but it's tiny. So that's called the Tzuras Avlad. So 40 days before Tzuras Avlad means from the very beginning of the pregnancy, it's already determined whom is going to marry. How can the Rambam say against the Gemara? So the Meiri on the first daf in Soita explains that the Gemara says the difference between Zivig Rishon and Zivig Sheni. That Zivig Rishon is Ben HaShamayim, and Zivig Sheni is Lefi Maisav, that people have Chivur Chavshes. And then the Meiri explains what's called Zivig Rishon. So I'm still married to the first wife. I got married over 52 years ago. That's Zivig Sheni. Because the Meiri says Zivig Rishon means if the girl is only 12 years old and the boy is just barely bar mitzvah. But if the boy, I was 26 and my wife I think was 18, 19, whatever, he says that's called Zivig Sheni. So the Rambam also got married later in life. The Rambam didn't get married at the age of 13. The Rambam waited a long time till he got married. He says the Rambam is talking the way people get married today. Everybody's Zivig Sheni. Zivig Rishon doesn't mean the first marriage. Zivig Rishon means if they get married the earliest time you can get married, which people today don't do. So today everything is Zivig Sheni. And on that you have Bechira Chavshes. Does the Gemara encourage Zivig Rishon? I don't know. We don't recommend to get married at such a young age because the personality is not yet formed. So they're gonna, when the girl is 12 and the boy is 13, they think that they have a lot in common, but then they're gonna develop. The personality starts to develop 12 or 13, and then usually by the age 20, it's formed. That's why the Bezon Shel Maila, the Midrashim say Bezon Shel Maila only punishes a person for averus that he did after the age of 20, when the person is more bardas. Bezon Shel Mata is more machmer, so they punish when the personality is beginning to be formed. Yeah, but between the age of 13 and 20, the personality is going to be formed. It can go in totally different directions. The husband is going to go in that direction, wife is going to go in that direction. So after a couple of years, they'll realize that they're not for each other. So that's why now they usually recommend you should get married after the age of 20. Shouldn't get married so young. In the days of the Gemara, they got married younger. Now it worked.